I wonder if, like me, some of you are interested in researching your family. There seems to have been a resurgence in the popularity of genealogy in recent years, and this has been aided by the advent of online research, such as the Ancestry website and Forces War Records, as well as the more traditional paper-based records. Television programmes such as Who Do You Think You Are have drawn in large audiences as the research carried out for the programmes reveals amazing connections with the past. It seems that many of us are fascinated by our forebears and want to know as much as we can discover about them. Researching family records either online, in church records or in the county records offices can be spellbinding, but I think the best thing about family research is discovering photographs. There is something so personal in seeing the faces of our ancestors and working out the family likenesses. On a recent episode of Who Do You Think You Are, the EastEnders actor Danny Dyer discovered that he had blue blood running in his veins, even though he really is a true EastEnder. He was bemused and fascinated in equal measure during the programme and rather confused by all the detailed family trees. But as part of his research, he went to meet his newly discovered distant cousin, Lord Tolmash, known as Tim to his friends, of which Danny became one. And Lord Tolmash explained to him that they had this common ancestor called Catherine Cromwell, great-great-granddaughter of Thomas Cromwell, a key member of staff to King Henry VIII. And when Danny saw the picture, it wasn't a photograph, of course, because it was hundreds of years ago, but it was a painting, and he made an immediate connection with her. And he said, "I'm going to put the lips on her, Tim," and kissed the picture. That was a very profound connection all of a sudden. The programme continued until it revealed that, in fact, Danny was a direct descendant of King Edward III. It was too much for him to take in at the time, and it took him a long time to process the information. Whether we know much about our families or not, we all belong to a family. We are all someone's child. Some of us will bear strong resemblance to one or both of our parents, some hardly any likeness at all. But we are not only members of human families. As Christians, we're also children of God, members of God's family, and brothers and sisters to each other. Do we bear the family likeness by resembling our Heavenly Father? It is true that all human beings are made in the image of God as part of His creation. But our part in His family comes about through turning away from our former lives, believing in Jesus Christ, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. This morning's reading from Romans 8 gives us some great encouragements about being God's children, because it assures us that we are not left to live as Christians in our own strength, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because of the Spirit's work in our lives, we have security as God's children. Paul tells us in verse 12 of chapter 8 that we no longer have any obligation to our sinful nature. We can leave it behind. Now, all of us do fall into sin regularly, I suspect. But we don't have to make excuses for our sinful behaviour. We don't have to excuse ourselves by blaming our ancestry for the fact that we lose our tempers, that we're inclined to lie, maybe even break our marriage vows, or whatever else. We are no longer bound to the old order. But as children of God, we are accompanied by the Spirit living in us to say no to those traits. Verses 14 to 17 go on to tell us how the Spirit witnesses to us and helps us to turn our backs on the old life, on the flesh, as Paul calls it. The Spirit leads us into holiness, not by compulsion and force, but by enlightening and persuading us, gently reminding us of the new life to which we are called, and helping us to stop repeating the old ways. He replaces our fears with freedom, because we are no longer condemned to eternal death, but we've been saved to eternal life with him. He enables us to talk to our Father God in an intimate way, in the loving way in which a child can address his or her dad. The Spirit is the first fruits and the foretaste of our heavenly inheritance, which we will see in its fullness at the end of time, when Jesus returns and his kingdom is fully established. As God's children, we are also his heirs, along with Christ. If we share Christ's suffering, we will also share in his glory. As verses 18 to 25 tell us, between now and the full coming of God's kingdom, we and all creation are subject to frustration, frailty, and futility. I suspect we all get frustrated with ourselves and the way things are in the world, as Liz was indicating. But this frustration will not last forever, Paul reassures us. He tells us that God will liberate and renew creation. He will give us new bodies which are not subject to corruption, and he will bring those who love him into an even richer child-father relationship. The gospel reading from Matthew reminds us that evil and righteousness live together for now in a fallen world. Jesus describes this as weeds growing amongst the wheat, but all will come under God's judgment. We are living in between the times, waiting for the first fruits to become the final harvest. So let us wait eagerly with keen expectation, sharing our faith with others so that they too have an opportunity to come into a relationship with God, to be children of God. And let us wait patiently, holding firm to Christ through the Holy Spirit as we endure the trials and hardships of this life. And I'm going to end now with a prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you that you accompany us in our walk with our Heavenly Father and with Jesus. Please continue to lead us into holiness. Help us to rejoice in the freedom that we enjoy, and help us to reject the fear that can grip us. Thank you that you help us to talk to our Heavenly Father, our Abba, in prayer. Please help us to grow in our love for him and for one another as we live out our lives as members of the family of God, here in Harwell and Chiltern and worldwide. We long for the kingdom of God to be fully established, and while we suffer in this world along with Christ, help us to wait for the kingdom with eagerness and with patience. Amen.